But what we do know, the two largest impacts on temperature are the El Niños in the Pacific, as well as volcanic eruptions, which shade the Earth when they put the dust and smoke in the stratosphere. So once you account for both of those, there's not a whole lot of warming in the planet. The conclusion we have reached is that the world, the global climate, is not very sensitive to carbon dioxide. And that can be, that can occur if the climate responds in its many facets to release heat when you add the heat from carbon dioxide. So carbon dioxide does allow more heat to be retained in the system, the climate system, but the climate system also has many ways to allow an increased release of heat to space. And so we think that's what's going on, that there are feedbacks that are allowing that heat to escape and not accumulate the way models have indicated.